תרגום מהלכות השבת אבדה. המוצא אבדה שנאבדה מגוי. Some of finds a lost object that was lost from a non-Jew. פטור מהשבתה. He's פטור from returning it to the goy. והיינו במקום שאין חשש חילול השם. This is in a place where there's no power of חילול השם. But if there's a power of חילול השם, then let's say you're amongst other goyim, friends of yours, but among them they see you take it and they know it belongs to someone, so be chilul Hashem if you don't return it to the person. And obviously you have to return it to the person.
Now could it be made in the case that nowadays where everything is, you know, like communications and media is so quick, somebody snaps your picture, you're chilul Hashem. Like if they see you taking it, somebody like, oh, we know it belongs to the guy.
Even greater chilul Hashem.
Right.
Okay. Nothing else.
Nowadays you probably should return it. More.
If you find it in a zeh, you know it belongs to a goy, you don't have to return. Unless there's a chashash of chilul Hashem. Do your own shikulim, your own. Okay, use this side. Amachzir, b'chol ofen, aveda legoy, kedegashim shavayim, arez meshubach, ma'aseh tzinich tzigoyim, v'tzinich shalom. Someone who does return lost object to a goy, so it's meshubach. If he does it for kiddushim shamayim, they say, look, the Torah, the Jews, you see, it tells him to return object, that's kiddush Hashem. Halachas doesn't have to. If it's chilul Hashem, he has to return it. But if he does return it, it's a kiddush Hashem. Ken?
What's the case again?
You found the lost object that belongs to a goy.
You know it belongs to a goy.
You know it belongs to. You know even who it belongs to.
It says Ahmed on it.
Yeah, it's Ahmed. Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
Okay? It says, you know who it belongs to. Kitzel. You know what? You had a goy working in your house. Okay? And he left stuff there. He's not coming back. You have to go look for him. Okay?
You can just take it?
Yeah, but if you return it, it's a Kiddush Hashem. Okay, that's what we're saying. If you see stuff happening, like your neighbor is a goy, right? And he left his windows open or whatever, and you closed it to save his property, it's a Kiddush Hashem also. And it's also Darkei Shalom. Right, because the goyim always find what not what to blame the Jew. You could have done it. Why didn't you do it? So then it's a kiddush Hashem. It's darkei shalom. It's always. You gonna be here afterwards at 2:30?
Me.
Now, if you find a lost object in a place where most people are going in that area, and you don't know it belongs to a Jew or a goy, you're allowed to take it to yourself. Why? Because even if it fell from a Jew, he probably said, I lost it there in the old city or whatever by the Arabs. For sure someone took it, an Arab took it already. He was mityayesh immediately. He was despair, so therefore you're allowed to take it to yourself. But, Ken, if it's like tefillin or sifrei kodesh that for sure belong to a Jew, then you have to return it, obviously. Now, if you found, you walked in the street, and you found something which according to Allah it's yours now because you found it, and it's worth a lot of money, you're happy, very happy with it, it's exactly what you needed or whatever, you can make a shechianu on that. And if it's something that also your family is getting better from, you also make a tov ametiv. A tov ametiv to the others. Okay? But not some found something that doesn't make him happy, something that really makes him happy. Lo yodea ma. Found a diamond.
A stroller. Can I make a shechianu? It was after downstairs. It was after. I needed one for my brother.
Found one of these. Kilo, then you can say shechianu. Can you say? You found your stroller. Top. So now we're going on. We finished Hashavat Aveda. We're going on to Nizkei Guf V'Mamon. Damages. If someone has done damage to someone's body or someone else's belongings, or if someone was damaged by someone, those are all the laws. Some things, and I'm talking about someone, Dafka, you have to go and hit someone, and if something happened, then unintentionally also, yeah? Most people don't go and whack others and steal from others. But let's see.
Yeah, I want to say something about a lost object. I found a pen or a pencil that was near my house on the sidewalk.
You could take it.
And no name, nothing.
You don't even have to.
I picked it up and I thought maybe I would use it.
It's a regular simple one?
Yeah.
So, you can take it to yourself.
I brought it to my house and my wife said, you know, maybe the person who lost it is going to come back and look for it there. I mean, so it's really...
It has a symbol on it?
No.
You're not allowed to put it back.
So I put it down.
Still.
What?
Well, once you take that.
Once you take it, so maybe the person, okay, so because it doesn't have a siman on it.
I understand that.
Because it doesn't have a siman on it.
Look at
it, was just in the middle.
Put it back?
It was in the middle of the street.
On the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk stamp?
Yeah.
With no siman on it?
No.
You can do whatever you want with it. Just leave it, you can take it, you can do whatever you want.
So I could put it back.
Yeah, but if it was in like in a hidden place,
yeah.
And you took it, you can't put it back. You can put a sign over there if you lost something here, a pen over here.
No, no.
Wait, why can't you put it back?
Why? If it's a little bit hidden, like you see that maybe someone shoved it like into the wall or something, right? Even if it doesn't have a siman, you can't put it back.
Wow.
Maybe someone else will take it. So steal it.
Right. You already stole it.
You it's your responsibility now.
Oh, okay, I see.
What are you going to do now?
I hear
it. If it doesn't have a siman, what are you going to do now? You're stuck with it. That's your body out, like Mar said. But if it has no siman, it was just laying like that in the street, you can do whatever you want with it. You can put it there, you can take it there, stuff. You don't have to put it there either.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Asur lehazik ne'adam oit mamunam. Ooh, a chidush. It's prohibited to harm people or their belongings. It's a chiddush. I didn't know this. Second. And even if you're planning on paying what you're damaging, you still can't do it. Say, I want to break his hand, and then pay for it with the pound. I want to give him a lot of money. What's that? So he doesn't take money from me. I'll break his hand. I'll give it to him. No, so. Someone damages, if a man damages, a man himself damages, okay? Whether it's mazid, right, intentionally or unintentionally, he's obligated to pay. Whether he did it directly with his hand or with his body, or if he pushed something that will push it, or if he pressed a button and then it caused something to be damaged, right, like a car accident, chas shalom, or whatever, something like that, he's obligated to pay.
Is there a difference how much? If he does it intentionally as opposed to unintentionally?
No difference at all.
No difference?
No. It says Adam wa the oilam, even in his sleep he's had to pay. In his sleep he slept and
not so we're an expensive lamp.
Listen to this story I heard. This guy he usually has he has water near his bed or whatever. It was in the dorm. He got up in the lab, he was so thirsty, he took the cup and he drank the water immediately. But inside, it wasn't his water cup, it was a cup with a lens of someone, he drank his lens.
Eyelids?
He didn't realize. The problem is, the guy said, yeah, you owe me lens. Why did you drink my lens? So they went to the rabbi and he said, no, he doesn't owe you. So why not? Who puts lens in a glass cup on a table near a bed? You put it in those little things, the water. What are you putting it in the cup? It's your problem.
It's not water. It's supposed to be saline.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's pure water. No, it's something like that.
No, it's salt water.
Yeah.
Special salt water.
What's that? Like, so you drink it. I guess
so you don't drink that stuff.
Well, you're saying for like in your sleep, you move and knock something down in your high.
You're high, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Regular,
right?
What?
Regular. What's
the
count
as? Adam Wadaylam. No, it's a regular, it's called mave.
Let's say you were sleeping and someone puts it on you.
Asher, aboy, mave, ve'ever. Mave is the odom. Machlag is nigmar. If mave is shen ve'regel, or mave is odom. It's both. Yeah. It's like regel, yeah. It's always, no, but regel is only the shusarabim. Odom is always. Anyways, what do you say?
I understand. It's unconscious.
It has to
be a low level of ability,
no, so if a person... There was stuff there near the bed when he went to sleep, then he's chayav. If someone came and put stuff over there, why are you putting stuff where I can knock it over? Like we said, why is he putting his lens in the cup?
Right.
Put it in the safe place. You know I'm sitting, I'm laying here in bed.
Right.
Okay, kitzur, so that's the same idea. But if you know that there's stuff over there, so then you are responsible before you go to sleep to take care of it. Yeah. So it helps to learn all these gemaras, huh? Yeah. I know a lot more now. I see the halacha. I said, "Oh yeah, connect things." Say that. Can imagine like Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen, he sees a line over here, he sees the whole Shas in his head running around, the whole of the Kama, the whole of the Mitzvah. Tov, Baruch Hashem. Okay, someone sees his friend, or his friend's stuff, belongings are going to be damaged, or his friend's stuff is going to be damaged, he has a mitzvah to save him. Okay?
It's an
aseh.
It's like it's not a law or a lotus
in
terms of, like, if you don't do it, you're not
high for
damage.
So the Gemara, in Baba Kama teaches that someone who harms his friend physically, okay, a physical is on his body, he's chayav to give it to pay him. There's five payments he has to pay: nezek, sar, ripui, sheves, and boishes. Okay, nezek is the actual harm. The Gemara says, how do you pay each thing? Sar is the sorrow that he got from it. Right, ripui is how much it costs him to be healing. Shevet is now he can't work for a certain amount of time. How much he has to pay him for that amount of time, unemployment, right? And boishes is now he's embarrassed now that either was embarrassed by the slap that he gave him on the street, or let's say now he doesn't hear well, or he has another finger. He's embarrassed by this. You have to pay him. That's five things. Not every time you have to pay all the five.
Right. Sometimes the things don't have all five. Like
right.
If you give a slap once.
It's just boishes, right?
Right.
Could be no nezek either. Could be just boishes.
Less than a shevet right. Bruto, you're not paying.
Can, okay, but boishes doesn't. It's always more than shevet.
Paying, you know, like it's not less than. If you just slap the guy, there's no. It's less than a shevet Bruto.
Yeah, yeah. It's not considered a tzar even. Yeah. The Gemara says that even if the tzar of taking a burning a metal,
yeah,
and putting out a burn on his finger, yeah. That is a nail. Okay, yeah. There's no even tzar, no tzar there. There's other things over there. The Gemara talks how do you pay. Now, a husband who harmed his wife, Hashem Yerachem, okay, chayav eshalem la nezek tzar uboshet. He's out to pay her nezek. Tzar the boshet. The harm, what he did harmed her, the pain that she had, and the embarrassment she had.
What are the other two?
Refuah. Ripui?
Yeah.
I think anyways he's responsible to pay for that. I don't think he has to pay her for that.
Why?
He has the Rikesha. And Sheves, of course not, because he's not obligated to work. He has to support her, and she has to support him.
Who judges the amount for the shame, the embarrassment?
Based on
judges?
Yeah, they speak to the person and they see how much they understand they are good. Now, someone who harms someone, a kid under 13, or someone who's insane, he's obligated to pay him. But a kid under 13 or an insane person which harmed someone else, he's patur. Like Mara says, "Cher shoyte v'katam b'yosan ra." Heim shechavlu ba'achirim pturim, achirim shechavlu ba'im chayavim. Someone who's deaf and mute, born like that. Someone who's insane, and a kid under 13. When you hit that, whatever happens with them, you're on the bad side. If they hit you, they're patur. If you hit them, you're chayav. So don't deal with them. Okay. Mara says, "B'yosan ra." My son's learning this more now, so I'm a little more involved.
Which Babakama?
Yeah, Achoyve. Eighth parak of Babakama, that's a given. Can even if the katan becomes an adult, doesn't have to pay it, if the mute or deaf became a pikach, he became, now he can hear, doesn't have to pay. If the insane person became sane, doesn't have to pay. Because the time that he hits, he wasn't high. Ambayesh katan mishoteh patur, but someone embarrassed the kid under 13 or a shoite or insane person is patur. But a katan, it doesn't mean a katan who is already more of a he has more das. A katan, don't even, if he embarrassed a 5-year-old, the seder, you don't have to pay. If he embarrassed a 10-year-old, of course he has embarrassment, but not like an adult. And the Beis Din again will judge how much you have to pay. Now someone spit on his friend. Okay? Okay, in a way of embarrassing him. And it hit his body, it hit him, and then and his eyes, whatever. Okay? He's chayav to pay him on the embarrassment. But if he spit and he hit only his clothing, he doesn't have to pay. Or if he just embarrassed him in public, screaming at him, you're the fool, you're this, you're that, he doesn't have to pay. He might go to Gehenna, but he doesn't have to pay. Money doesn't have to pay. You said that? When Chazal say, Chayav and Patu, it's money. In Zikin, it's money. Money, money, money. Kesef. How much has to pay Kesef? And how much has to pay Kesef? Not Dine Shamayim, not all kinds of other
no
things.
Offering.
Right, the Gemara says like this. In Baba Kama, in Akoinis. The Gemara says in the Mishnah like this. If you burn your friend's Gadish, what's called the... a power pile of wheat, I don't know what you call it. Yeah, right? And next to it, there was a slave, Eves Nani. And next to him was tied down a goat. You're chayev to pay for all of these things. For the goat, for the slave that you burnt, like it was killed, and for the... But, if the slave was tied down, and the goat wasn't tied down, and you burnt them all, you're patur for pay. That's what I said. Patur from paying? Yeah, you're patur from paying. Why? It says patur because they're going to kill you. Why are you killing a person? Okay? Someone who's and even if they don't kill you because it's a slave, someone who kills a person usually is obligated to be killed. Someone who murders, they kill him. And Sigmar said that someone who gets killed does not have to pay payments, even though he also damaged. Still, he doesn't have to pay if he kills. So I just wanted to emphasize that patu in these terms means patu from money. Chayav in these terms, chayav from chayav obligated to pay money. So,
sometimes you're patu, but you still have the dinei shamayim.
Ken, that's a different story. Ken, we're not talking here. We're talking about halachot of chayav kesef and patu kesef. Kesef yaneh et hakol. Kesef. טוב. שניים שהלכו ברחוב ונתקלו זה בזה בלא כוונה ונגרם זה אחד לגבור מנוע השני פתור. Two people walk in the street and they at the corner they didn't realize and they banged into each other and you ripped his clothing or you hit his head, he fell into the road, he broke a leg, you put up from pain. Unintentionally put up from pain.
That happens to me all the time.
You're a special case. But I'm talking not even you, even me. Chassel shouldn't happen. That was a pattern. Okay, but if someone was running in the street and hit someone, then he's chayav. Why? Why are you running in the street? If you're running in the street, you have to be more responsible. What you do, if you start walking in the street, it's one thing. But if you're running in the street, it's not a normal thing to do. So you have to be more responsible of your deeds. What you're doing. Okay. There's only one time that a person will run and hit someone and he's patu. If it's on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, everyone's running. It's halacha. You run to the mikvah, oh, it's late, the mikvah's closing, I'm running. If by accident you tear someone's clothes and you hit someone, whatever, you're patu. Why? Everyone's running. Yeah. The person who's not running has to be careful. People are running around here, I have to be careful. But during the time during the week or during any other time, even if you're running for a mitzvah, other people don't know that you're running for a good reason or whatever. So they're not careful if other people are running. So it always depends whose responsibility it is. If it's a normal thing right now to run, everyone's running. So then the person who's harmed, it's his responsibility to make sure that he doesn't get harmed. But if not everyone's running, so it's the person's running's responsibility to make sure not to harm others. Evan?
But then if somebody's carrying an object,
which
is more, then he's
higher. Yeah.
He's carrying a
beam. Tomorrow. Right. Tomorrow in Amiriach. Third. Mishnah.
I did all the Mishnahs, but I did it a long time.
Yeah, my son's going to learn now. He's finishing a Chayvah, they're learning Amiriach. Okay. Tov, Vesedah. Right now, we're going to finish now this halacha for today.